touch a key, and it just completely hard freezes the system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
We've got a jam-packed second hour for you.
Really?
No.
We got a great show for you. We got stuff from head to toe. We got
so much stuff we can't even fit it in, but we will anyway.
Actually, we're still talking about cool websites that might help you with various things that you may want to learn or do via this wacky thing they call the internet, which, by the way, I think has a chance of making it.
Websites that get it done.
The internet might be something that sticks around.
It might take off. It might catch on.
One of my favorites for just wasting a lot of time is PopCap Games. It's a great gaming website, but it's usually brain teaser kind of games, stuff that really engages you, that really causes you to really want to keep playing these things because you want to beat these darn things and fix the puzzles. They're very Tetris-like, where there's really never any way to win.
Right, because it never, ever, ever ends.
Pretty much.
You know, another time waster.
Yeah.
Remember the hamster dance?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a time waster.
Oh, you know what we got to put on here is Homestar Runner.
HomestarRunner.com. Oh, yes. Absolutely. And specifically Sinbad's email.
Strong Bad.
Sinbad.
he's a comedian.
Hey, if you're
Strong Bad's actually even better than Sinbad.
If you're a traveler, if you travel a lot, I've seen a lot of people do this. They go to Expedia, and then they go to Travelocity, and then they go to all these different websites to try to find
the exact
rooms,
same rates,
flights, so on and so forth. Well, there are things known as meta search engines that actually will submit your request to multiple sites and bring the results back.
An example of that in just the regular plain Jane search engine world is like Dogpile.
Which, in and of itself, is a great visual.
Yeah. But Dogpile is a search engine that searches search engines.
Here, Woofy.
And so what you do is you go to Dogpile and you search for something. And it, in turn, goes out and submits that search request to Yahoo, to Google, to, you know, all the other search engines out there. I don't even know who else there is anymore. And they all come back, and in one place, it kind of gives you the best of the best of the best.
Yes, and Sidestep is a meta search engine for you travelers. It'll actually search all the travel sites at the same time for whether it's a rental car or a hotel.
So it'll search, like, Expedia.
All of them. All of them.
And Hotwire. And
all the majors.
All of them.
All the majors.
You have a price line.
Just a little outside. Sidestep.
Do you hold your nose when you do that?
We
97 degrees right here.
Right. 96 degrees. Google reference that Adam made earlier, if you use MapQuest, you may want to start looking at the Google Maps, maps.google.com, or just go to Google and you can type Google Maps. There's a million different ways to get to it. But they now have, in addition to the cartoony representation of the map, they actually have satellite maps. And I actually zoomed in on the satellite map of our neighborhood.
Yes.
And you can get down pretty darn close to your house.
As you're zooming in, you have to make this sound, though.
Yeah, ha-na-na. But the room edition we put on recently is actually in the satellite map, so it's...
Could you see yourself waving?
I noticed there was a blotch on there. It looked like somebody was sunbathing. Huh. And I'm not certain if they were completely clothed.
You might want to make sure you're completely clothed if you're sunbathing, but so you never know when a satellite might be watching you.
Now, the first time I told somebody about this, they said, does that mean I can run outside and wave around for a while and then come back in and I'll be on the map?
No, you got to take your notebook out with you because it's real time.
No, these satellite maps probably go back in some cases many years, and they generally are for metropolitan areas only. So if you're trying to find your cabin in some remote part of Arizona, I don't think so.
Another place to try out just for fun is try to go to Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah,
and see what you can't see there.
Actually, Area 51 in the Google Maps.
I put that in the newsletter a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
I tried Roswell the other day, and you can see something, but you can't get any closer than 26 miles above the Earth's surface.
Wow.
So not a lot of detail on that.
Coincidence? Perhaps.
No, they just didn't have anything updated around
I
there, I'm sure.
I think not. Are you ready to do, with a very radio-like voice, the Geek Speak of the Week?
I am.
Are you sure?
I am.
Every week we try to bring you some vernacular of the world that is tech so that those people that treat you like you don't know anything.
We needed more music.
That was a double.
Alrighty. Anyway, we want to keep you from thinking that they have something on you. So here's our Geek Speak of the Week.
Our Geek Speak of the Week this week is a dirty one. Mouse droppings.
Why is it dirty?
It's, well, droppings.
I see.
Mouse droppings is if you ever if your machine's ever doing something and it's kind of busy and you're moving your mouse around a little bit and it kind of you move your mouse and you see the pointer somewhere and you see little pixels where your mouse was
where your mouse was
or your mouse was those are mouse droppings. Well, they can be called mouse droppings, but they're just Windows being a little slow.
And I'll bet quite a few people out there have situations where Windows is really slow and the mouse seems to. Now, you can actually invoke in Windows something called mouse trails.
Yes, you can, in the settings.
On purpose.
Yes, and that's for people that tend to move their mouse around but can't find it on the screen. Mouse trails are basically, on purpose, they will have multiple copies of the... And I think the same sound.
You can
applies.
Make that sound, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like the bionic. What is it? The bionic. What is it?
The bubonic man. Yeah.
The bubonic man.
We got a reaction.
$6 million. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
The bionic man.
Did you notice the tone of his voice went up when he laughed?
Yeah, I noticed that.
We'll start tickling him while
so
he's
you
doing
can either turn that on if you can't find your mouse.
Yes.
Or stop drinking.
Or, in some cases, depending upon how your mouse has been configured, if you hit the control button,
yes.
You can actually go into the settings, so whenever you hit your control button, you'll get this...
Yeah,
you'll get this circle that goes out, almost like somebody dropped a pebble in a pond, you know, that kind of thing?
Right.
To show you where the mouse is.
Mm-hmm. So I'm right here.
Exactly. Here I am! Here I am, Mr. User!
What if it made a sound file?
Like?
I don't know. Like, you know, a sound file.
Oh. So that you'd know by listening where it was on your screen?
Right.
No, I don't think so.
In stereo.
How about our download of the week?
Our download of the week is a tiger of a download. It's WinRAR 3.42.
I'm sorry?
WinMoo, apparently.
Can you download that from 2Cows?
You can, yes. You can download it from 2Cows. You can download it from download.com, which I think is the link that I put on there. WinRAR is basically, in my opinion, the best compression...
Decompression.
Tool. Decompression. You can compress
compression,
file, too. Yeah.
Yeah, compression and decompression.
File compressor. I'm sorry?
I was trying to clear the air.
Yeah, he's...
Oh.
I meant to hit the gong. I was off by one.
He's hitting every button he can just to see
what
he can do.
What a difference that is.
Actually, yeah, if you've ever gotten an email that says ZIP on the end, that's a zipped or compressed file. Somebody can take like 5 pictures and compress them all into one file and send you that one file, which is smaller than the total of the 5 files.
Yep.
It's really cool and
once
stuff.
Once you get it on your computer, you can uncompress it.
But WinRAR lets you do something that WinZip doesn't,
which is...
You can break a file up into multiple parts, like so that you could email the multiple parts so that you don't go over the couple megabyte limit.
Right.
And then at the other end, somebody can recompile those multiple parts.
Provided.
That they have WinRAR 2.
Yes.
Exactly.
So,
it's free, so they could have it.
There you go. So if you work with a lot of files often and have a problem getting them through email, here's another way for you to chop that up like a sous chef.
Like sushi.
Like sushi.
Sushi's...
All right, back to the phone, shall we?
Let's try to go to one of the Bens that we have holding. We have a couple.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys.
How can we be of assistance, or would you like
it's interesting that you were talking about mediocrity earlier. I think I know what it is.
What is it?
It's all the crazy, weird jokes.
Crazy and weird? They're not crazy and weird. They're just us.
Yeah, they are.
but did we not warn you?
Yeah, you did.
Well, there you go.
Even so, anyway.
And somehow you're still here.
I have a couple websites for you.
Free help is very compelling.
One of them is called... Okay, I'm a language guy.
All right, language guy.
Foreign languages.
Okay.
Did you
hear my Babelfish one earlier?
And I need to warn you on that. Those are what they call gist translations. You cannot do idioms... You know, if you put fly by night in there, in Italian, it's gonna say volare per notte.
That's exactly right.
It's gonna make absolutely no sense to that Italian student.
But that's that. That's the whole point.
No.
I mean, they call it babblefish because.
No. Wait.
Babel. The key word is babel, my friend.
It's kind of a clue.
Okay.
What's a better one? How's that, Ben?
Okay. Remember, they're all as good. They're all as good as what you put into them. And like I said, I learned, like I told your screener, I learned three languages from them.
So you have one that's more gooder?
I have one that is better, yes.
All right.
He learned English from it too, obviously.
Yep.
No.
Ben, come on, lighten up, man. We're having fun. Let's go.
Let's go.
I think Google actually has a language translator tool on its website,
too. Oh, man.
No, but that's terrible.
Oh,
Ben's got a better one.
He's got a problem with
come
it.
Come on, Ben.
Someone didn't get a nap today.
What happens is there's this one called Sistran, Sistran.
Uh-huh.
Sistran.net with one N, not two, .com.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing that's a little bit annoying is that they make you register, but I get no spam from them. I get no anything from them. They do have paid products on there that you can put on your desktop, you know, things like that. And they're a lot better than, you know, Babelfish was a pioneer, but, you know.
And apparently pioneers get arrows.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
But like I said, you know,
I'm looking at Sistransoft.com. Is that the company?
Yeah, that's the one that you can access it better from is Sistranet.com.
Ah, okay.
And what it does, like I said, is you has a bunch of different languages, and if you, like I said, as long as you see, I have some ways that I can test it, like say, okay, I want to see if it can understand this concept in a foreign language. So I'll say, like, you know, I'll go English to Italian.
You know, we were just trying to learn how to say the word like car.
Yeah,
you went to like whole phrases and a lot of other stuff.
Oh, I have, you guys, I'm not kidding you.
I can
send you a file that has all my favorites in it. Because you guys,
I can't wait.
You know what, Ben?
Actually, for my spare time.
Absolutely. Actually, I'd like you to do that, and just so you don't have to register. If you go to the sistransoft.com, you can without registering at least play with it. Obviously, if you want to get serious and you probably want to subscribe and go to the Sistran, and he's right. If you don't do it with one N, it goes to some GoDaddy website. So,
alrighty.
Yeah, Sistran, Sistransoft.com. Ben, please send us that list. Where are we at on the break?
We're ready for a break, actually. We're way overdue for a break, and we're going to get in trouble for not taking a break.
And I appreciate Ben helping us maintain our mediocrity.
Yes, thank you, Ben.
We appreciate that. More Computer Corner when we return.
News Radio 620, KTAR.